This is Nicole, and this is Missing Something number 2, where I am talking about everything I'm going through after a breakup, living at my parents' house, and looking for a job, basically starting over at 27 years old. I realized after I listened to my last one that I have a very hard time speaking in sentences, so I guess this is my stream of conscious sort of diary of what it's going to mean while I look for a job and regain some perspective. What I'm realizing is how hard it is to let go of telling our story. When I first met A, we were in college. The first part of our story means very little to what our relationship was. Now I'm having a hard time when I think about college. I don't want to talk about where I went. I don't want to talk to anybody who I knew there, because for the past 2 years, everything that I talked about looking back at college had to do with where I wound up with A. And so, also, letting go of a long-distance relationship that was a success story. It's very hard for me to talk about being back and what went wrong, especially. It's very humiliating. But letting go of what I had seen as this wonderful romance that it was. Looking for jobs, I don't want to look at alumni networks. I don't want to tie anything back to anything that reminds me of my relationship. And so even though I was only there for 6 months, again, we were together for 2 years. 6 months is a very long time. In that time, two of my friends got married, my best friend's been pregnant, and coming back, it seems like no time has passed, but yet all these big things have happened. So in 6 months, I got used to a lot of routines. I got used to eating different foods that I'm having trouble finding now. I got used to doing both of our laundry and the way that I'd organized my laundry in my apartment, the way I would fold his laundry. And so every time I do laundry, I break down. It's ridiculous, but it's even in the detergent that I no longer use. And we'd become quite addicted to Method products for cleaning, and especially laundry, because that was something that I did about once a week. While I, in between looking for jobs, I would take an afternoon and do our laundry. So every time I clean, every time I do laundry, every time I eat, there are these reminders. And I know over time I'll build new routines and new things that mean something to me, but very much of it was tied into my love. I'd really begun loving doing all of these things. Even doing the dishes here is so hard for me. My parents have a dishwasher, and they've got a new kitchen, and I was so used to having these wonderful dinners and then doing our dishes while we talked or putting them off till the next morning. And now I load somebody else's dishwasher in somebody else's house, so that routine is gone as well. It's also in the TV I watch. There are certain shows that are pretty unbearable to sit down and watch by myself. I was so used to having the commentary and the jokes and, you know, of course, the affection, and now that's gone. It's only been a little bit over 2 weeks since I've been back, and I don't feel like I'm making any progress. I feel like I should be able to smile a little bit more and able to spend time with my friends and not just fall into silence and care not to say anything. The big news of this week, which I shouldn't ignore, is that I had an interview. It's for a pharmaceutical company in New Jersey, a very good one to work for. The position, I think, would be a great role for me in that I'd have a lot of forward momentum if I got it, but it's definitely a bit of a lateral move, if not a step down, and the salary is not too great, though it sure beats making nothing at the moment. It's also in my mother's office complex, which is a little strange. They're actually relocating in January, which would require my getting a car, and then when I do move, rethinking where I thought I would move, which was back to Jersey City, to be closer to the city and closer to my friends. Unfortunately, they're moving further north and further away from the city. But I'm hoping it goes well, and I'm hoping to hear something. I'm just very hesitant to get too excited. I've had so many letdowns with all the interviews that I had in San Francisco, only to be offered a job the day after I booked my ticket home. The irony of timing. So at least I'm having some progress on the job search front. I have not gotten out as many resumes as I'd like in the past few days, and that's on my agenda for the rest of today, and finishing getting out my thank you notes. The problem is I'm coming from an industry that I'm trying to get away from. I come from a visual industry and a creative one, and though I'm a very creative person and my background's in film and imagery, something I'd been doing for a long time before I moved was looking for a job in a biotech or a scientific field. My interests are there and my heart's there, though I think a picture can change people and I was amazed by the work that the company that I worked for did. I didn't feel like I was getting enough for myself or doing something that I was very proud of, and I'm definitely looking to segue into an industry that, on a personal level, means a little bit more. This company is a pharmaceutical that does amazing work, and they have some really great values. They have a great mission statement. I will hopefully know something in the coming week, and I'm sure I'll talk about it. It's also been raining. Something I found very peculiar is the first time I visited San Francisco was January of 2005, and I was there for just about 2 weeks. It rained the entire visit, and I was told it was some of the worst rain the city had ever seen in many years. I remember seeing a news report, there were 17-foot-high waves in the bay. And so my first impression of San Francisco was not very good. I didn't like the crime, wasn't crazy about the city, and I really wasn't crazy about the 2 weeks of weather that I had. And I didn't realize how much of a part that played. I think, too, anytime you live anywhere and it's been raining for a number of days, you feel it in your interactions with people on the street. Everybody's a little stir-crazy. And that was definitely playing a big part in all of my interactions, my first visit to San Francisco. And so when I visited in another season and the weather was phenomenal, I got an appreciation of what was in front of me. And then when I moved this past January, I think the rainy season is typically about a month in January or February. It rained consistently for just about 2 months. There were a few days in there where it didn't, but it was dreary. Everybody was commenting that they'd never had so much rain, and I didn't take it personally, but I certainly made a few jokes here and there. You know, New York was having snow, which I love more than anything, and I was in this new place that was just raining and raining and raining. And it was also that feeling that it wasn't going to rain after that was over for a very long time. The seasons are very different there from what I was used to. And then I came back, and it rained here for about a full week. And again, everybody's going crazy about the rain, and I feel like this theme of rain couldn't mirror my heartbreak more suitably. And remembering the last time I'd really had rain like that was when I was in this new place with all of this promise, and that's made it very hard. And so I found this song called A Little Rain by Robin Tim, and the wind is picking up outside. Looks like it might rain again. Go figure.
I am lost, I am alone. I live, don't feel like home. I'm walking through the busy streets of this town, and it feels like I'm the only one around. I guess a little rain must fall.
Yes, a little rain must fall.
I like that song, and I hope if you're listening, you liked it too. I'm realizing that I'm having a very hard time going into a lot of details that I'll probably want to look back on and that anybody listening might find interesting, because so far as I can tell, I'm not sure I'm being very compelling. I should say that he and I have been speaking. I don't know if this is making things harder or if it's making the transition to being separate a little bit easier. Most of our conversations seem to end abruptly, and I feel much more comfortable talking on instant message than I do on the phone. I find our conversations very frustrating. They typically end in my trying very hard not to be very weak, to really say how I feel and holding back. He just seems pretty clueless, and I don't know if that makes it easier or more painful. The theme is just frustration when we talk. Our conversation, I feel a little bit like a psycho because I've been saving them. They usually start with idle chatter, and then they tend to talk about how we're having trouble sleeping or having trouble with this or that, or the logistics of some things that I've left behind, what needs to be shipped, what I need, what mail is still arriving there. He hates the position he put me in because he knows that I gave up everything to move there, and he was never able to do that for me. The way things ended, things would not have ended the way they did if I hadn't been hasty, and so that's a bit difficult. He told me how he was feeling. I was very calm about it. I left a lot of room for us to talk about things, revisit the way he was feeling, and do what you do when you're in a relationship. But in his mind, he felt at that moment like he was done, and didn't want to give him the night or a few days to go back on that, only to wind up in the same situation a little bit further down the road. And so now, I think most of what he's feeling is just guilt that I gave up my job, moved all the way there, and then had to crawl back after 6 months. Mostly, he tells me how sorry he is, and he should be. I'm going to hit the resume trail, and I will be back in a few days, hopefully having gathered a little bit more perspective on where I am, where I'm going, and what I'm going to do to be happy again.